Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Välkomna till avsnitt 11 av Vad sa hon?
Hi and welcome everyone.
We're sitting here. Vi kommer prata engelska nu. Ni får ursäkta vår engelska. Eller min engelska är fan för jävlig. Men we're sitting right now with our guest, Megan Kennedy.
Tjena, tjena. Oh wait, no. Tja. What is it? Tjena, tjena.
Tjena, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. Yeah, you can just present yourself.
Hi, my name is Megan Kennedy, and I am, aka the retired model. Mm. And thank you guys so much for having me. I love you both.
And you're blogging at
Devote. Yeah.
Yeah. So the retired model. No, Devote.
Yeah, so it's devote.se/theretiredmodel. Yeah. Mm. That's me. Hey.
And you live in Sweden now.
Yes, I just moved here and got married to my husband. And
how does it feel to say that?
It feels super weird.
It does,
it's
yeah.
just like, but I kind of love it too, because like whenever we go out, I'm like, oh, this is my husband. Yeah. Hi, I'm a wife. And he loves it too, though. He's always like, min fru. And I'm like, that's me. Hi.
Min fru.
Yeah.
Is that, how do you say it?
Min fru.
Min fru.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Funny.
Swedish is so hard.
But you can you guys are Swedish, right? You can say
I mean like min svenska är inte bra.
But you've been studying Swedish, right?
When I first got here, I was studying it more. Like I was doing the audio tapes, but now I haven't really had time to. So everything that people say, I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah,
teach
me
how to say. And plus, you guys all speak perfect English, so it's really difficult for me.
We really don't. I don't think I know.
But I mean, Swedish people are really
in general,
good at speaking
English.
Yeah.
In general, yeah.
Trust, your English is very, very good.
Thank you. But we're going to talk about...
We can start off in talking about the Orlando shooting because we know that you have
thing is this is not it just happened recently.
Exactly.
Like when we're
this
recording
will
this.
Be like a few weeks later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really a thing right now.
Yeah.
The Orlando shooting, we can explain it a bit, and it's about it was a club shooting. 50 people died. And it was a hate crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an act of terrorism.
Yeah, exactly.
And
at a gay club.
Yeah, and what's crazy too is that I think it's like the largest mass shooting in US history.
Yeah, it is.
Which is insane. Yeah. Like
50 dead. It's
yeah, and especially against homosexuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not really one to comment on like Islam and it's so unfortunate that oh my god I'm like kind of sad.
Yeah, it is really sad.
I'm from Florida, so it kind of like hits home for me a little bit more. And you know, I have a bunch of friends living in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I went on Facebook I think like Sunday morning or something. And I saw like, oh, your friends have been marked safe. And I was like, oh my fucking God, like what just happened?
Yeah.
And, you know, then I read about it and I was just blown away. And like, I talked to some of my friends and they were actually like 10 minutes down the street when it was happening. And you know, it's just, it's so sad.
It's
like, it's like horrible. These, you know, like these people came to a place where, you know, they feel accepted and they feel like it's okay to be who they are because they're already so oppressed. Mm. And then, you know, they get slain, like murdered for just being who they are. Yeah. And that's so, so fucked up.
Mm. Yeah. Like, but isn't it, we talked about that earlier. Isn't an act of, like, is it, was it Daesh? ISIS?
I don't know. And I don't think they know either. I think it's like, some people think it's Daesh, but I mean, I also read about some people thinking that he was a homosexual himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he had this hate against homosexuals, but he wasn't himself.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how it really is.
Yeah, I mean,
and I know that Daesh has went out and said that it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there was
credit for it.
Yeah. There was some kind of call made, and I don't think they know if it was him for sure, but
exactly.
a man pledging his allegiance to ISIS, exactly. And then like, so that happened. Yeah, was he homosexual himself?
I don't know, but I've been reading about him being on like Grindr or other like homosexuals apps like Tinder, mm-hmm. And he had been contacted with a lot of those who were there.
Yeah,
so a lot of them who survived told the media that they've been talking to him for the past year. About like I think they were flirting, so I don't really know.
It's super weird. Maybe like when this is broadcasted, do you say that?
Yeah, maybe we will know. Yeah,
but I feel so sad that this is gonna like give Donald Trump such a
exactly.
How do you say, like a very, how do you say, like more people gonna vote for Donald Trump? He's gonna win a lot by this.
Yeah. It's really hard speaking English when you're looking for words.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'm not going to comment on the whole Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton thing because I don't really like any of my presidential candidates. Like, it kind of sucks being from the U.S. and like just hating everybody.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't like. One of them is going to be the leader of my country. And I'm like, okay, well, everybody sucks. So like maybe we should
that you're left.
I'm like, Sweden, accept me.
Welcome to Sweden, but Sverigedemokraterna instead. Yes. Which is,
But are you more, like, do you still sympathize with Clinton more?
Or Bernie?
I mean, I really like Bernie, honestly. But I really don't know. That's the thing. I don't really want to vote just to vote. And so many people are like, oh, well, it's your, you know, your constitutional right. It's your blah, blah, blah. And I get that. But I just, like, if I'm on the fence, I just don't want to even vote, you know?
Yeah.
You don't think it's better to vote just for not giving Donald Trump
more
votes, or is it like?
I mean, the thing is, okay, so I was actually seriously like on the fence, and there is this quiz that you know, fill in these little, like, it's like a questionnaire.
Mm. And I did
like,
it too, yeah.
Who should you vote for?
Mm. Yeah.
And I actually got like 87% Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are like a lot of things I do agree with him on. Then there are a lot of things I agree with, you know, Sanders on.
Yeah.
But I think just Hillary's like checkered past just kind of, I don't know, the whole like Benghazi thing. It's weird to me.
But what, which points do you like agree with Trump? Is it like the gun laws or?
The abortion law.
No. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, how do I say this without?
No, it's okay. It's okay. You can really speak your mind.
Yeah. And I know, but like, because this is such a topic that I'm even confused about.
Yeah. It is really hard. It's really
super
big.
Hard. Like, I agree with Trump on like, like the economy and stuff, but you know, I am pro-choice, and I believe that women need to be paid the exact same as men.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't know. It's hard to talk about, actually.
Yeah, but you know that maybe he is like a really good businessman, or he is actually like
obviously
the economy, like. Maybe I could agree too, like on the economic thing.
But he is
thing.
A businessman and not a president.
That's the thing. Like, if you vote for him because you want the economy thinking mindset, whatever, then you're also going to get, like, no abortion. You're going to get, like, a racist person, like, leading your country.
Mm. Yeah.
You're going to get so much of that shit, you know? But I don't know. He's just so weird.
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of like screwed himself.
It's hard to believe that he is real, even.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like he looks like a comedy figure or something.
No, I mean, like, I think he's brilliant when it comes to, you know, like business and stuff and money. And I mean, you know, his dad, I think, was a very successful businessman as well. So I think in that sense, he is brilliant. I think. But he's also very insensitive, and you know, I don't think. God, I don't even know.
No,
it's so difficult. Mm.
But aren't you like, because I was really, like, I'm pretty scared to see him as a president. Like,
I'm really scared.
But I'm also scared to see Hillary as a president.
Why?
I just don't really think that she's been very honest, but, and I don't think she would be an honest.
But I mean, she's been including women a lot.
Yeah,
and she's been leaving like African Americans a lot of out of it, which Bernie hasn't.
Yeah.
So I mean, they all have like different things that they want and believe in, but somehow they all like fucks it up in the end.
Yeah.
There's always something wrong that is like, this is really fucked up.
And it's really confusing too, because it's like, wait a minute, how the fuck did they get past that, like, get that far?
Yeah.
Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
Like, what, America, what's, like, what's good? Like,
is this the best that America has?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
And, like, you know, Obama's just like, okay, you guys are gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yes.
You know, like...
Oh, he's the best.
I would love to hang out with Obama.
Yeah,
I feel like
too.
He'd be super cool to just like have a couple drinks with and just be like, hey, dude.
I think that you two would be really good with each other.
Yeah. Obama and I, we could kick it.
Yeah.
We could definitely chill.
I think that you would charm him a lot.
Yeah.
I think he would just like laugh at my jokes even if they weren't funny. And I'd be like, dude, fuck, I love you. You know, like, you're amazing.
Can I call you daddy?
Daddy.
But okay, so let's leave that discussion. Let's talk a little bit about, like, your model, your next model.
Yes, I am the retired model.
Yes. And a lot of my readers, they are
retired and a wife.
Yes.
Really good.
And I'm 21.
Exactly.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, so what am I going to be when I'm, like, 25? Like, I'm going to, oh, my God. I don't even want to think about children. Like,
yeah, what's next?
Children, that's so scary.
Death?
Then I'm really sad. I'm gonna be 30 and I'm gonna be like, I'm ready to go. Whatever.
But so let's just like talk about, because you've been a model since you were
15.
Yeah. And you've been all around the world.
Yes.
Working. And a lot of my readers are like,
they're really interested.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves models.
Yeah. I think
we secretly do.
I think it's kind of like this glamorous world
that you
really don't hear much about it.
No.
And I just talked about this in one of my blog posts where...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I said, you know, for the record, the retired model is not anti-modeling industry, because I think starting my blog when I was talking, like, a lot of, you know, I was exposing a lot of secrets and stuff, people assumed that I just automatically hated it.
Like, yeah. What?
Like, you know, I talked about how when I was like 16, I was offered drugs for the first time, and how you go out with these promoters who, like, low-key try to, like, pimp you out, yeah. You know, to, like, these older men who are buying bottles. And, you know, it's just a very fast world. Yeah. And when you're that young, it's, your mind is still, like, being, like, molded.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of
and,
course.
But, yeah, I mean, it is such a, oh, yeah, wait, let me get back to my blog post. yeah, so, like, I wrote about how, like, oh my god,
the bad side of it.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. So yeah, I'm not sorry for some reason. I miss Adderall. yeah, so like I think a lot of people assume that I was talking shit about it, but in reality I was just saying, "Hey, like this is, you know, everything they're not going to tell you."
Yeah.
And if you think you can handle it and say no to some of these things, or if you think that you're mature enough for this, then go for it. You know, like modeling can provide so many amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
You meet so many great people and you make these lifelong connections and you see the world basically.
Yeah.
But like with any career, there's cons to it, you know?
Of course.
So,
yeah. But tell me a little bit like about your first jobs. How was it?
Actually, I had like the worst experience as my first job. I was 15, I think. Yeah, in New York. And it was a shoot for The Ones to Watch. And I was like super excited, you know, like, oh my God, my first shoot. Like I get to finally like work with photographers and stuff. And so I get there and I see a lot of like sacrilegious props around, and my mom is like a devout Catholic, so I was like, let me just call her for a second. Like, mom, there is like a Jesus figure here and a red backdrop. Like, I don't think this is gonna be good. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, no. Well, she didn't say that. She wouldn't say fuck, but she was like, what? No, call your agency. Like, this is unacceptable. But, you know, I didn't want to, I was like, sure, I'll do that. But I didn't want to disappoint my agency because it was my first, you know, shoot. So I said yes, and I did it anyways. And it was, it had very, like, satanic undertones to it. And, but again, you know, I wasn't strong enough to say no.
No,
that's so that's, like, a prime example of, like, yeah.
Are you proud of it today or do you regret it?
I mean, I regret it just because I think I equate it with me being like the feeling of being too weak to say no.
Yeah.
You know, so I hated that shoot.
Yeah.
For sure. What about you? What was your first shoot like?
I was 13, I think. It was for like Mika's website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so nervous. I had this really long hair. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had plucked my eyebrows and my makeup artist was like, honey, do you pluck your eyebrows by yourself? And I was like, yeah.
She was yeah, like, I do.
Yeah, I do. Why? She was like, you need to stop.
She's like, we can tell.
Yeah.
You need to stop right now. So, you know, I was just really nervous, just standing on my big, no, how do you say, tall heels, like stumbling around. It was horrible, really horrible.
Yeah, it's like losing your virginity. Like, it's such an awkward moment where you're just like...
And they're like, work it. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know how to do this. It was just so awkward.
But and the how long did it take for you guys to be like secure during a photo shoot? Or can you still today feel like I'm not secure with this?
I don't feel that.
I don't feel that anymore. I think it was maybe like after the third one, because like I worked like another bullshit job after that. I was only there for like 2 hours, so I didn't really get the whole thing. But then the third shoot was for the Republica magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to work with an amazing crew on location, and they just made me so comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the shirts was see-through, and I was, again, like 15 or 16, little virgin. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I can't, you know, have my nipples showing. And they were like, oh, don't worry, don't worry. Like, we're going to tape them. Don't, like, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to. Yeah, and I was like, you guys are great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Exactly.
But, yeah, and then afterwards, I just kind of felt fine about everything.
Yeah.
But I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
So, wait, so you started modeling when you were?
13.
13, and you lost your virginity when?
14.
Did you feel like your images changed, like, significantly after you lost your virginity?
I have no idea. I've never thought about it. Why?
No, because, like, I feel like that, because, like, before I was booking all of these jobs in Japan, like, when I was 16, and it's ironic because I was working for a lot of lingerie companies.
Yeah.
And, but I was, like, this little virgin, you know, like, I was, like, very innocent. You could, like, see it in the pictures.
Yeah.
And then after I, like, lost my virginity when I was 17, went back to Tokyo, and then all of a sudden I wasn't getting booked for these, like, lingerie jobs. Yeah, and it was so weird. I was getting booked more for like fashion, like edgier stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I was like, what the hell? Like,
what the? Yeah.
Was it good or bad, or did you like?
I mean, I preferred little being working for lingerie companies because you get paid so much more.
Oh, okay,
But
Japan can be so weird about that. They want little like girls,
dolls,
like. Dolls. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, oh my god, how did they know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? Do I like not have that cute little sparkle anymore? Like,
that's just really weird, actually. Because I was, when I lost my virginity, I didn't feel any difference at all. So maybe that means that you felt a big difference, and maybe
maybe like your body language.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like I definitely felt more confident after it happened. Yeah, but I mean, when it came to modeling, though, whenever I would have to go to castings, I would always put on the same like cute kawaii shit that they love, and I would be like, "Oh yeah, I love this," and like whatever. And even afterwards, I would do the exact same thing. But, like, I guess they probably must have just noticed.
Yeah, right? In like, some kind of way.
Use goods. Bring in the next 14-year-old.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. Do you have any crazy shoot story? Like,
With, like, scandalous? Or
Yeah.
Anything. Something funny that you think like is worth telling.
I mean, there's been shoots where, like, when I was, like, 17 or 18 and, like, really into doing coke, I would just, like, run to the bathroom and, like, just, like, do a line and then go back out and pose in, like, Tommy Hilfiger Japan, you know, like, cute shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
That's so weird.
That sounds like a dream. Okay, yeah.
But, I mean... there's been, like, so many weird shoots where, like, just, like, bizarre shit did happen. But for some reason, I can't really think of them. They're on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
But
have you ever experienced, like a sexual assault thing with a photographer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, sexual assault, but it was definitely very inappropriate behavior. And it happened when I was 16. I was working with this one photographer, and like, what's funny is that agencies just kind of send you, like, when you're young, to go meet these, like, men at their apartments or, like, in, you know, at a park or something, you're going to just go shoot with them, and you're going to have to change in front of them. And this is, like, everything your parents told you not to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, your parents were like, do not go meet strange men.
Yeah.
First day on the job, it's like, oh, yeah, go meet this man at his apartment in Brooklyn. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Scary area. Sorry, good luck. But, yeah, like, and I remember it because he asked me at one point when I was, like, changing, and he had decided to stay in the room with me, and I was like, hey, that's kind of fucking weird. Like, I'm, like, this little girl. And he was like, what's your favorite word? And I was like, I don't know. I really like the word ubiquitous or omnipresent. And he was like, well, my favorite word is fuck. And I was like, yeah, that's a good word. Like, putting my shirt, like, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, because you can use it as, like, an adjective, a verb. You know, you could be like, I fucking want to fuck right now. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, yeah, dude, it's a good word. You know, it's also cool, like, your camera. Like, when are we going to just, like, get back to, you know, like, can we stop talking, please? And he, like, wouldn't let it go. And and he was just, like, watching me change, too. And I was like, this is so fucking weird. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And then afterwards, I didn't really feel comfortable telling my agency what happened. So I remember, like, telling my mom, and she's like, what the, like, you know, like, you, like, I'm going to call your agency if you don't tell them. But of course I told her, I told them.
Yeah.
And of course I did not. But I think that was probably the most inappropriate, or, like, just the weird, like, and it was in that moment, it was scary because he could have just raped, like, if he was just, sitting there watching me change.
Yeah.
And, like, I had no, it just felt so uncontrolled.
But what do you think would, what would happen if you will talk, would have told the agency? I mean,
they probably would have not used this photographer ever again. Actually, I don't know if they would have or not. Because
I think they had.
They probably actually would continue to use.
Yeah.
Or they would just send the more mature girls to.
Yeah.
But, it's such, like, a creepy,
it always feels
moment.
Like models have been living, like, 3 more lives than us regular people. Because you've been through a lot, and a lot have happened to you during, like, casts and during travels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird to think of.
Yeah, and right now, when we're broadcasting this, I think I'm in Istanbul.
Mm. Oh my god, no.
And modeling. No.
Oh, you're going to be, how long are you going to be there for?
4 weeks. So it's the end of the trip.
Yeah, I think
we
will be
right now.
Home in a few days, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so it's been 27 minutes, and we have to avrunda. How do you say that?
Log off?
No, like.
No.
Round off? Round it off.
Oh, yeah, like summarize.
Wrap it up.
Vi ses nästa vecka.
This was really hard.
This was really hard.
I wasn't comfortable with this, actually.
Your English?
Yeah.
I think your English was actually, like, perfect and on point.
You think that?
Okay, men vi ses nästa vecka.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.